This is St. Louis Public Radio. The Ferguson Commission is entering the home stretch of selecting its key recommendations. And as St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, the Commission's leadership believes its ideas won't fall on deaf ears.
The Commission has produced dozens of initial recommendations, including consolidating local police departments and bolstering job opportunities for disadvantaged youth. Commission co-chair Starsky Wilson says the commission will select 20 to 30 signature calls to action that will resonate.
You also see bold and forward-thinking recommendations and innovative recommendations about how we make a better community for the next generation over a longer period of time.
But some of the suggestions, such as expanding Medicaid, may be politically impossible. And state legislators like Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal have questioned the commission's effectiveness.
We put in $775,000 for the Ferguson Commission, and they did absolutely nothing.
Commission Managing Director Bethany Johnson-Javois says making inroads with key policymakers is a priority. She added that some of the people who helped come up with the recommendations may implement them outside of the governmental arena.
People are getting excited about the how to implement. And so that natural energy that has built up is what's already sustaining this beyond an individual or a leader or a commission.
The commission's report is due in mid-September. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.